It's Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. We know sales of sports utility vehicles are down. We don't know exactly by how much because automakers don't provide specific numbers. But now a study being reported today does show the slump in SUV sales is causing a serious drop in automaker profits. Joining us is Bob Moon. He's New York Bureau Chief for Marketplace. Bob, how big is the decline in profits and how bad is this news for Detroit?
Well, the word that comes to mind, Alex, is precipitous. The Wall Street Journal is out today with details of an unpublished study that was done by the University of Michigan's Transportation Research Institute. And the estimate is that General Motors, Ford, and Daimler Chrysler have seen profits for their large and mid-size SUVs fall by 40% since 2001 to the end of last year. That figures out to almost $7 billion in lost profits. The precise effect of these stalling SUV sales, as you mentioned, has been hard to break out because the big automakers don't offer specific profit or sales figures by model or segment. So this is really dramatic news about the challenge that the industry is dealing with right now.
Wouldn't a common sense reaction to this be, well, people aren't buying SUVs, so make cars that they are buying?
Yeah, they probably wish it was that easy. First of all, sport utility vehicles have been highly profitable for the automakers. In fact, there's a general belief among analysts that only the real moneymakers, the only real moneymakers for GM and Ford are their SUVs, full-size pickup trucks and a few luxury models, and that the other lines don't really make them big profits. So this problem lowers their entire profit structure, because the new vehicles that consumers are moving to aren't replacing the profits that the automakers are losing on their SUVs.
So this is a pretty serious problem for the industry as a whole.
It is indeed. There are signs it's only getting worse, in fact. Just yesterday, Ford's chairman and CEO Bill Ford reported that SUV sales are falling even faster than Ford has anticipated. And this comes at a time when the big auto companies are coping with high health care and pension expenses and intense foreign competition. GM and Ford have had their credit ratings cut in recent weeks, GM down to so-called junk status. Moody's just lowered Ford to its lowest investment grade level. And Bill Ford made the symbolic acknowledgement of that yesterday when he vowed to forego all compensation until the company's automotive business is sustaining profitability. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at the newest innovation in high-tech factories, wirelessly connecting workers with voice-activated computers.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace from American Public Media.